Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Today is March 10th, 2026. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. As people are coming on in, we're going to say hi to some of you in the chat. We love our viewers from around the world and here in the U.S. Up, I see the U.K. Hello to our international audience coming in right off the bat, and to our wonderful viewers in the U.K. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us. I also see Connecticut. Hello to our neighbors in Connecticut. God bless you. I see East Tennessee as well. And Vancouver, Canada. God bless all of you. And hello to all of our viewers in Canada. We're very happy to have you with us tonight. I see Missouri, North Dakota, Indiana, Ormond Beach, Florida, and Oklahoma. God bless all of you. Alberta, Canada. Hello to you. God bless you. Oh, let's see who else is coming in tonight. California. Hello to all of our viewers in California. Very happy to have you with us. And in Birmingham, Alabama as well. Knoxville, Tennessee. I see Wyoming, Indiana, St. Genevieve, Missouri, I think it is. Is it Missouri or Montana? It's one or the other. But God bless you. We're very happy to have you with us. France. Hello to our viewers in France who are watching tonight. France and the UK are right near each other. Well, God bless you both. You're near each other on the chat tonight and near each other in Europe. So God bless both of you. Let's see who else. Florence, Oregon, I see. Victoria, Kansas. Lake Isabella, California. God bless all of you. I see West Virginia, Panama City, Florida. Mesa, Arizona. God bless you. Hello, Eileen in England. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us. Yep, we have more of our British viewers coming in. Very happy to have you with us. Oh, let's see. Who else is coming in? Tucson, Arizona, Texas. God bless all of you. And hello to all of our viewers in Texas. We have many, many viewers in Texas. And we're just very, we have people on our team in Texas. So Texas is a biggie for us. New Zealand. Well, hello to our wonderful friends across the globe in New Zealand. God bless you. I see Pennsylvania as well. South Africa. God bless our viewers in South Africa who are here watching tonight. The Bahamas as well. God bless you. All of our viewers in the Bahamas. I see Wyoming as well. I see another South Africa coming in. God bless you as well. Very happy to have you with us. And let's see. I see Shelby, Michigan, Colorado. We'll do a few more. Quebec, Canada. God bless all of you. Very happy to have you with us tonight. As well as Alvin, Texas, Colorado, Callaway, Maryland, and the Jersey Shore. Hello to our friends going down the East Coast in Maryland and the Jersey Shore tonight. Very happy to have you with us as well. I see upstate New York. Hello to our neighbors in New York who are watching as well. We're very happy to have you with us. And everybody else who is jumping on, I see Anchorage, Alaska as well. God bless you. And as well as our moderators who come on, our Ark of Grace team, thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Okay, so we're going to open up in prayer as usual. And we have a lot to talk about tonight. There are things, events, transpiring one after the other in New York, as well as in the nation, as well as connected to Iran, that this has been, since we've entered the window between Purim and Passover, literally rapid fire, no pun intended, one after the other, these events are happening. There are some very interesting prophetic connections and patterns to these events as well. And we've seen some of them happen, interestingly enough, in recent years, and they're repeating. So we're going to talk about that as well. So let's open up in prayer, as this is going to be a powerful, prophetically packed night. Give this over to the Lord, and we will get started. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you that you are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father, we come before your courts with praise and thanksgiving, saying, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we sin, and fall short, Father. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God. And we praise you, Lord, that your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins. Jesus Christ willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And when Jesus Christ said, "It is finished," he blotted out ordinances. He disarmed principalities and powers. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. He paid the price in full. He descended into the underworld. He took the keys from death. He defeated hell, death, and the grave. He miraculously rose again. He ascended back to take his victorious rightful place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above all names. He is El Shaddai, Adonai, Elohim. And we just praise you. We bless you, Father God, that he is our advocate before your throne without ceasing. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the Living God, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let your power, your authority, your truth, your might, your glory saturate the atmosphere and mightily go forth, that the weight of your conviction, the reverence for you, people would tangibly feel your presence, Father God, as we mightily go forth tonight, Father, that you would go before us, you would be our front and rear guard, you would order our steps tonight, Lord, in Jesus' name. Order my words, Father God. Let them have precision and accuracy in you, Father God. Let them have the power and authority, Father God, that only you give. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Lord, and our team, the humble privilege of being vessels of your power, Lord. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you, loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround the skies, the land above and below, north, south, east, and west, and to guard against every dimensional access point, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, violence, slander, intimidation, bullying, threat, every hex, vex, spell, curse, smote, enchantment, any form of weaponized demonic activity, witchcraft, and dark arts of any kind. We command in the name of Jesus Christ that all be dismantled and destroyed and disabled by the holy fire of God, scattered, rendered powerless, their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. Let every plot be nullified now in the name of Jesus Christ against us and be cast back to the areas you have designated for such, Father God, to be blocked from returning or having anything sent in its place. Father, we ask you to take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We most certainly just the clay, Lord. We praise you that every breath we have is from you, that we are receptacles to fill for your glory, Father God, that you raise us up, Father God, to do great and mighty things for your kingdom, Father God, to carry out the assignments of your kingdom on this earth, Father God. We just praise you, Lord, for what you have given us, Father God. Father, we're not entitled to what we have, Father God. We're not entitled to have people watch. We're not entitled to have people bless us, Father, but yet in your mercy, Father God, you have given it. We just ask that you bless them greatly, Father God. Everybody who watches, who even looks in our direction, Father God, we just ask that you bless them, Father God. Lord, that you pour out your spirit on them, Father God. Lord, we praise you, Father God. Lord, that you are the God that owns a cattle on a thousand hills. Lord, we praise you, Father God, that you are Almighty God and the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, that your eyes wander to and fro across the earth. Father, we praise you that your word says, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you know not, Father God. Lord, that you are our shepherd and we shall not be in want, that you prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint our head with oil, our cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father, we praise you. We thank you that you are holy, you are righteous, you are just, you are absolutely good, and there is none like you, Father. We thank you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's get started tonight. Welcome to those of you who are jumping in during prayer. Very happy to have you with us tonight. If you could share this broadcast and like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. It does help us. It is a blessing to us. And we are honored that you are watching tonight. So let's get into this. We're going to prophetically go through this. What is going on right now? Now, I'm going to start with a quote from Pastor Josh Howerton of Life Point Church. He said recently that in the past decades, it is not the church that has become more political. The political has become more spiritual. And so the church then has stepped into that, because the spiritual war in the political and in the earth and the government has gone to another level. And this, it's interesting because it has. So in the decades, it has. The government and the political and what's going on, it has gone up into overdrive in many ways with the spiritual components to it. And so the church has moved in a way to engage that and to meet that, which is interesting. So the church, to think about the role of the church in today's day and age, it's interesting. It is unique. We are in a very unique time. And this is why I talk about the things I do and how events in modern day align biblically, because we can't think the Bible is an ancient book and it's a past book and it's not relevant to today. It is very relevant to today, and we have to understand how to utilize it, apply it to today, understand how it is living, active, and current for every generation today. And so I thought that was a really profound quote by Pastor Josh Howerton. So today it is March. Well, today is March 10th. Okay. But March is the third month on our calendar. It's, I believe, the first month on the Jewish calendar, month of Nisan, I believe it is. And I want to read to you Esther chapter 3, verses 9 through 11, right? Esther 3. 9 through 11, before we get started with this. If it pleases the king, let it be decreed that they be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver into the hands of those who carry out the king's business to put into the king's treasuries. Then the king removed his signet ring from his hand and gave it to Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the enemy of the Jews. The king said to Haman, "The silver is given to you and the people also, to do with them as you please." You're going to see something very interesting that transpired over the weekend in the month of March that we're going to talk about in a few minutes, that these scripture verses apply to quite actively and readily. And we'll talk about that in a moment. But there was breaking news from Newsmax and other news agencies about Iran and what has happened in this nation because of Iran. And so we're going to show you this, because this is quite profound. Remember, we're in the window between Purim and Passover. When I said last Friday, this is an explosive window, I meant it literally, meaning it is a volatile, explosive window, and you will see events of a certain kind begin to congregate because of what's happening in the spirit that's coming into the natural. And so this is what was breaking about a day ago. It says, Iranian sleeper cells. U.S. intelligence officials have intercepted encrypted communications believed to have originated in Iran that could serve as a, quote, operational trigger for sleeper cells operating abroad, according to a federal alert issued to law enforcement agencies. So this has happened in the past day. They have intercepted this transmission that they're saying is serving as an operational trigger for sleeper cells abroad. I will tell you, I heard this morning in my spirit, Boulder, Colorado, I would watch. I heard Boulder, Colorado, just make a note of that and pray. I wrote it down this morning. And I'm telling you now. So keeping this in mind, that we are in that window between Purim and Passover, that 30-day window, and they have just intercepted this, the U.S. Something is happening in this nation, and especially in New York, they have gone on high alert. And we're going to talk about what happened in New York over the weekend of the past few days, because we had an earthquake here today too. And we're going to get all into that, because that's fascinating what happened there. But we're going to put up this article for you and show you what has transpired over the weekend. We literally entered the window between Purim and Passover. The blood moon happens on Purim. We enter that window and we're seeing these things now begin to happen one after another. NYPD confirms object thrown at protests near Gracie Mansion in Manhattan was an IED. Bomb squad confirms device could have caused, quote, serious injury or death. New York City officials have confirmed that a device ignited and thrown during protests near Gracie Mansion on Saturday was an improvised explosive device capable of causing, quote, serious injury or death. Now, isn't it interesting that IED backwards is DEI? And that is what the Trump administration has gone after. DEI has been a point of contention. So isn't that interesting that IED backwards happens to be DEI? Just keep that in mind. Now, on Friday, a day before this happens, because this was an ISIS-inspired attack, and we'll get into that, but that's what they're calling it. It was a terrorist attempted terrorist attack. It was an ISIS-inspired attack. And so on Friday, the day before this happened, I called for a three-day fast. The Lord prompted me to call for a three-day fast from March 9th to 11th. We're in the middle of that three-day fast now. But I call for this fast one day before this begins. And when is the fast? March 9th to 11th, 9-1-1. And we're watching what's only transpired over the weekend, but has gone into today, actually. They thought there was another threat transpiring, which they actually investigated and found not to be valid. But you're watching this ramp up. Now, this attempted bomb and its detonation in New York City happened on 3-7-2026, March 7th, 2026. Esther 3-7 says, in the first month, the month of Nisan, which is March to April, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, Haman cast Pur, that is the lot, cast before him day after day to find a lucky day to approach the king, month after month, until the 12th month, the month of Adar. Now, he was casting lots to find a day to destroy the people of God. That was the whole reason for casting lots. Well, that's Esther 3:7. And on March 7th, we watch this IED, this explosive device, in an ISIS-inspired attack be thrown near Gracie Mansion, where there were protests going on in New York City. Now, this date of March 7th, 2026 also happens to equal 10-10, which is interesting because 3 plus 7 is 10 and 2 plus 2 plus 6 is 10, 10-10. John 10:10 says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I, the Lord, have come to give you life and life more abundant. Also, Esther has 10 chapters. Haman has 10 sons. Haman happens to be in Zoram Mamdani's name. There's something else in there I'm going to show you in just a little bit. And now 5 days into this window between Purim and Passover, which is an explosive window and a volatile window and a window where we see to we tend to see very dramatic events that alternations happen. An explosive device is thrown near Gracie Mansion, where Zoram Mamdani, the mayor, happens to live. Now, let me show you why this is happening now. This is happening in this window. Why it was the type of event it was. So we're going to show you this. We're going to put this up on the screen. Let me show you. This was the headline. NYPD confirms object thrown at protests near Gracie Mansion in Manhattan was an IED. Bomb squad confirms device could have caused serious injury or death. There's the headline, right? We're in that window between Purim and Passover. From that headline, you can spell Purim, Passover, window, decree, destruction, Haman. So from the actual event, you can spell this, and this event happened to happen in the window between Purim and Passover, and we are watching this continue to unfold. So this is not an accident when these things happen. They are intentional in the realm of the spirit to happen in the natural. I will tell you that the time of Passover and Purim, but going into Passover, incenses the enemy and the kingdom of darkness, because it's the Passover lamb and it's Jesus Christ. And it's a reminder of the sacrifice and that he made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation, and that Almighty God broke the superpower of the world as well in Egypt at the time that the Passover happened. And it is a very sore reminder to the kingdom of darkness how they were defeated and who Almighty God is. So it's not It's aligning why we're seeing this happen now. Why, after we enter this window, that's when this attack suddenly kicks into overdrive and we begin to see these things happen. Also, a New York City member called for, quote, more police on our streets. So it was a New York City council member called for, quote, more police on our streets after this suspected terror attack. Now, this is where it's going to get interesting. Joanna Areola, a New York City council member who represents District 32, wrote on X that the suspected terror attack over the weekend has made it clear that the city needs more law enforcement to stop, quote, these madmen before it's too late. You see that word madmen that's being used? Let me show you what's in Zoran Mamdani's name. Okay, we know Haman is there, but you can also spell madman from his name. Haman, madman. And now you've got city council members coming out saying we need more police to, quote, stop these madmen. And this happens to be hidden in the name of the current mayor of New York City. I don't think that's an accident. I think it is testifying to what we are going to see unfold in New York City. You have to remember, this terror attack is also happening in the year 2026. And this year, Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, begins on 9/11. The day the Twin Towers fell and that attack happened, and the days the trumpets are blown for the new year converge. So this is how we are going into this. So this is how we're heading into Passover, is these events happening. And then Rosh Hashanah 9/11 also happens this year. You see, it's aligning. Now, Esther chapter 3, verse 8, because this attack happened on March 8th. It was Saturday. I believe Saturday was the 8th. Let's see. Today's the 10th, 9th, Sunday the 8th. Was it the 8th or the 7th this attack happened? I'm trying to think whether it was the 7th or the 8th, but I want to read this to you. It was one or the other. Esther 3:8, because it applies to what we're watching unfold. Then Haman said to King Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the peoples in all the provinces of your kingdom. Their laws are different from those of other people, and they do not observe the king's laws. Therefore, it is not in the king's interest to tolerate them and let them stay here. That was Haman speaking to the king, telling him not to tolerate these people and to destroy them. And we're watching in the window between Purim and Passover, these ISIS-inspired attacks now unfolding in New York City, where the man who's the mayor has Haman hidden in his name. Now, April 4th, 2025, word of the Lord. We're going to go to some words here from the Lord, and then we're going to deep dive into some other things here. Thus says the Lord, Consecrate yourselves, says the Lord. This is a holy time. Be thou holy, for I am holy, says the Lord. I, the Lord, shall pass over the leadership of Iran. I, the Lord, shall pass over the leadership of New York. Now, this is interesting because this was given April 4th, 2025. We just watched the Passover of the leadership of Iran. And now we're watching what's unfolding in New York City. And what the Lord say in this word, I will pass over the leadership of Iran. I, the Lord, then shall pass over the leadership of New York. So now that this has happened with the leadership of Iran, look to watch events unfolding with the leadership of New York. This was April 4th, 2025. February 16th, 2026. Although they seek and position such in order to make the scandal happening in New York City wash away, says the Lord, they plan such to raise up a false hero out of the mayor and wash away his family sins and crimes. However, says the Lord, that shall cause political backdraft up to the governor's seat and force a sudden overturning of seats as the decree of destruction signed off on for New York City near the midterms shall have a reverse edict and consume them, says the Lord. However, says the Lord, it is not just a single area, says the Lord, but a multi-front attack of financial capitals, border areas, and high-ranking cabinet members of the Trump administration. For the enemy has taken notice, says the Lord, of who carries a mantle of future leadership. That was February 16th, 2026, that was spoken. Now, talking about this terror attack in New York City, because I'm only about an hour and a half north of New York City. The names of the two teens that did this is fascinating, are Amir Balat and Ibrahim Kayumi. Okay? Amir Balat and Ibrahim Kayumi. Amir means prince, right? Means prince. Balat, B-A-L-A-T, in Hinduism, it happens to mean enlightenment, which is interesting. So the prince of enlightenment or the prince of light. Well, Satan is called an angel of light in scripture. And then Ibrahim is really Abraham, which means father of many nations. He was also the father of Ishmael. And Kayumi, that is a Japanese last name, and it means ones who brings understanding. So when you put the names of these two individuals together who were compelled by the kingdom of darkness to do this, you get prince of enlightenment, father of many nations who brings understanding. Isn't that interesting that their names together, this is what it means? We have to understand that when the kingdom of darkness picks people, it's not random. When they pick times, events, people, by their names, it's not random. It's always meant to send a message. It's always meant to establish precedent. It's always meant to be concealed on a deeper level, the true agendas of what they're after. So this is not an accident or random that these two kids were indoctrinated and were chosen and were lured in by the kingdom of darkness in order to do this. And look at what their names mean together. It tells the tale of what the enemy is after. Now, also this last name, Balat, B-A-L-A-T, it triggered something with me with the book of Nehemiah, because there is a Sanballat in the book of Nehemiah. So it's interesting, one of these teens has the last name of Balat. And in Nehemiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 2, it says, now when Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem the Arab, and the rest of our enemies heard that I had rebuilt the wall and that there was no breach left in it, although at that time I had not set up doors in the gates, Sanballat and Geshem sent word to me saying, come, let us meet together at Shepharim in the plain of Ono, but they were planning to harm me. What was Sanballat doing? Setting an ambush to harm Nehemiah, to harm the people of God, to cause chaos and injury and stop the rebuilding and the work from moving forward. One of these kids has the last name, Balat, which I find fascinating because I had talked not long ago about Nehemiah in this very scripture. This very chapter of Nehemiah 6. So very fascinating that the last name was was ballot to begin with. And I just wanted to point that out. Now, we're going to show you another article here from Fox News, because this is a continuation of what happened on Saturday. New York City terror probe. Homemade IED set off in controlled detonation at storage facility, source says. Two suburban Pennsylvanian teens are accused of carrying out... Now, something just dropped in my spirit. I'll read this, then I'll say it. Two suburban Pennsylvania teens are accused of carrying out an ISIS-inspired terror attack by allegedly throwing improvised explosive devices outside New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani's home on Saturday. The FBI said it was conducting a court-authorized search of a storage unit in Pennsylvania related to the incident. Where did they attempt to assassinate President Trump? Butler, Pennsylvania. Where is this storage facility found filled with IEDs? Pennsylvania. Watch Pennsylvania. And not only watch the governor, I'm telling you, you need to pray for Senator Fetterman. I am telling you, they are seeking his life. You need to intercede and pray for this man and for his safety, because he is being utilized and he is a disruptor of their plans. You have to understand that. For the Democrats, he is a disruptor of their plans, and he is a voice of reason amongst the lunacy on his side. And I'm telling you, he's stepping in the way of them, and you need to pray for him. But I'm telling you, Pennsylvania is going to come more and more into the light of exposure for plots against the nation, plots against cabinet members, and plots against the president, as well as training facilities. They are going to find in Pennsylvania having to do with what they've just found now. I'm telling you this with Pennsylvania. Watch Pennsylvania and the governor. Watch what happens with the governor and the trap he gets himself caught in Pennsylvania. It's coming. This door is opening for this. The backdraft is about to happen up to the governor's seat in Pennsylvania. Watch, I'm telling you. So just keep that in mind. Now, before this happened, before this terror attack in New York City was attempted, and they found the IEDs in the facility in Pennsylvania, something happened 2 weeks ago. We have to go back 2 weeks. So 2 weeks ago, it was before Purim. It was before Operation Epic Fury and Roaring Lion commenced. So let's put up the news article, please. And I'm going to show you what happened. Recipe for disaster. Look at the headline. Former NYPD chief slams Zohran Mamdani's cuts to police hiring. New York City is experiencing a strong political debate after Mayor Zohran Mamdani announced a new budget plan that would reduce police funding and halt the hiring of thousands of new officers. The decision has sparked backlash from police groups, political rivals, and some taxpayers concerned about safety. Mamdani's preliminary fiscal year 2027 budget revealed how his new plan would reduce funding for the New York Police Department by about $22 million. The police department currently has a budget of $6.4 billion. Now, you mean to tell me that the man that has Haman and Madman hidden in his name, Zohran Mamdani, just randomly 2 weeks ago happens to cut the budget for police funding just 2 weeks prior to this attempted terror attack, ISIS inspired, by the way, ISIS indoctrinated terror attack in New York City? You mean to tell me he just randomly decided on that occasion to cut the funding of police just about 2 weeks before this happened? Something stinks when it comes to that, because the timing of this and the window is so short. He says he's cutting the police funding. He says he's cutting it back. He's cutting the police back. They're not doing new hires, whatever he says. And then 2 weeks later, boom, ISIS-inspired attack in New York City. And you really think approaching Rosh Hashanah and 9-1-1, a bigger one ain't going to happen? Do you really think with Rosh Hashanah and 9/11 fast approaching, that a greater one is not going to happen, and they may try to sculpt a hero out of him? from it? Because this was the tremor before the earthquake. This is the tremors before the shaking in New York City. This is the warning and the alarm being sounded in the window between Purim and Passover of what's coming for New York City if the people don't wake up and cry out to the Lord. This is a warning. This is an alarm. This is a test run of what they want to do, of what they plan to do, of what they will try to do as we get closer to the midterms and Rosh Hashanah 9-1-1, by the way, which happens 2 months before the midterms, by the way. Now, so we have all of this to consider. And yeah, they came across the border too. You want to know how some of these cells and these individuals and many of them got in to America? They walked right across the border under Biden. They walked right across the border into the United States of America and were allowed to go underground. And now the distress signal is being sent out from Iran to attempt to activate cells. And right as Iran happens to be sending out these distress signals, ISIS-inspired attacks happen to be beginning in the window between Purim and Passover. Now, on top of this, yeah, it says a recipe for disaster. Isn't that interesting that that's what that news article said? Just 2 weeks prior to this happening. These things are not accidents. They're being carefully orchestrated. Now, well, something else happened in New York today. If you didn't think that was interesting enough in the window between Purim and Passover, there was an earthquake today in New York. A rare 2.3 magnitude earthquake rattled New York City suburbs. So first you've got the ISIS-inspired attack, and then the ground shakes. All in the window between Purim and Passover. Light shaking was reported all through Westchester County, which is about 40 minutes south of me, by the way, from Sleepy Hollow. We'll get into that. Up north in the Hudson Valley, which is where I am. So rare 2.3 magnitude earthquake hits today in the window between Purim and Passover. Right after this ISIS-inspired terror attack in New York City. And it says, Sleepy Hollow, New York. Westchester County reported shaking from a magnitude 2.3 earthquake on Tuesday morning. The earthquake was reported at 10:17 a.m. Eastern, roughly half a mile from the town of Sleepy Hollow, New York. Now, 2 years ago, there was an earthquake in New York in 2024. The epicenter of it was White House Station, New Jersey. This earthquake's epicenter is Sleepy Hollow. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Sleepy Hollow is entrenched in that dark tale about a demonic spirit known as the Headless Horseman and Ichabod Crane. Now, Ichabod means the glory has departed. That's what Ichabod means. Biblically speaking, that's what Ichabod means. And Sleepy Hollow means, well, sleepy, asleep, and hollow, without substance or character. So asleep without substance or character, which pretty much categorizes New York City at the moment. Sleepy Hollow happens to be 28 miles from New York City. And 2028 happens to be our next election. This is where the earthquake happens in New York between Purim and Passover. So in 2024, the earthquake that happened in New York, whose epicenter was White House Station, New Jersey, it came all the way up to me and our house shook. That earthquake 2 years ago happened between Purim and Passover. And now 2 years later, in the same window between Purim and Passover, another earthquake strikes New York and happens to do it after an ISIS-inspired attack. That's not an accident. That's not random. 2 years ago, the earth shook in New York. When Trump was on trial, by the way, President Trump's on trial in New York 2 years ago. We have an earthquake between Purim and Passover. Epicenter is White House Station, New Jersey. And 2 years later now in 2026, with Trump entering his second year, between Purim and Passover, New York shakes again. If that isn't the warning for New York, if that isn't the warning that a far greater shaking is coming, that that Freedom Tower is in danger, if this isn't a far greater warning of a far greater shaking of the ground in New York and an attack in New York City, I don't know what is. Now, if you look at the attack that just happened in New York City, and you see who is at the helm, and you now see that New York is shaking. Literally, this is the precursor to a far larger attack and a far larger earthquake in New York. Look at who's at the helm in New York City now when it shakes, when New York is shaking. Look at what's happened in the city. Look at the election that was just had. And we think these things are random. They're not random. March 30th, 2024, this was 5 days before that earthquake. So 5 days before the earthquake of 2024, word from the Lord, it says, a fault line shall be triggered. A fault line shall hit 3 points in your nation. This has a dual meaning, my children. The earth is crying out. The soil of your nation is crying out. The soil of Israel cries out. The blood cries out. And there must be redemption, says the Lord. And the land must be cleansed and rededicated to the Lord your God Hashem and the Lord your God Almighty. My son Yeshua HaMashiach is the key for the armies that battle ancient demons. A fault line has been triggered. Now, a fault line has been triggered again, and it's a dual meaning. A fault line as in earthquake, and a fault line as in a line of culpability in New York has been triggered. And it will go from the mayor's to the governor's seat of New York. Michigan is coming soon as well. Just remember that. Michigan is coming soon as well. January 16th, 2025. Word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, the fires are about to go underground, says the Lord. The fires are about to go underground. There shall be a willful attempt to trigger a major fault line using explosives in the midst of fire to attempt to cover up what they intend to do. Now, this is interesting because fire, trigger, major fault line, explosives. Interesting wording, January 16th, 2025. We're watching all three converge right now in what's happening in this window between Purim and Passover. April 5th, so that was the word of the Lord. Now we're going to go back to April 5th, 2024. So April 5th, 2024, we have an earthquake between Purim and Passover. March 10th, 2026, we have an earthquake in New York, again, between Purim and Passover. They are exactly 700 days apart, these two dates. And both these earthquakes, like I said, took place in the window between Purim and Passover for New York. This earthquake today that took place 7 days after Purim ended. This earthquake also took place 10 days after Operation Epic Fury and Roaring Lion began, which is interesting. Now, to make this even more interesting, just to point this out to you, but the April 5th, 2024 earthquake that happened in New York between Purim and Passover was a 4.8, which is interesting because 48 is our next, happens to be our next upcoming election. Now, this was 2 years ago. The epicenter was, like I said, White House Station, New Jersey. 10 days before Trump went on trial in New York, this earthquake hits New York. And now, 10 days after Operation Epic Fury and Roaring Lion begin, this earthquake takes place in New York. So in 2024, 10 days before the earthquake takes place in New York, Trump goes on trial. I believe it was 10 days prior. Yeah, occurred 10 days before Trump went on trial in New York. Okay, so the earthquake occurs. Trump goes on trial 10 days later. Now, Operation Epic Fury and Roaring Lion begin. And this year, with the earthquake between Purim and Passover. 10 days later, this earthquake happened. So it's interesting because there's a pattern of 10 here, and 10 has a very strong tie to the book of Esther. Esther has 10 chapters. Haman has 10 sons. And so this interesting pattern has emerged of what happened in the 2024 earthquake in New York and what has now happened today in this shaking in New York. Now, February 16th, 2026, word of the Lord, this is what it says. Intercede and pray, my children, for this is a critical hour. This is a crucial hour. This is an hour where the righteous must be bold as a lion. Isn't it interesting that it was Operation Roaring Lion that commenced? Where the word of the Lord is spoken with power and authority from my throne, where leadership must humble themselves and publicly, says the Lord, publicly, capital, in humility, call on me before the nation. The superficial will blow away like chaff in this time, says the Lord. This is a consecration for battle, says the Lord. This is the humbling of Joshua and Caleb, says the Lord. This is the humbling of Ezra and Nehemiah, says the Lord. War and rededication to extend the life of the nation. Now, stop there for a minute. He says war and rededication. So, President Trump announced we're rededicating the nation to the Lord in May, right? War and rededication. And now this just happened with Iran. And February 28th, 2026, those operations began. So the Lord is saying both war and rededication to extend the life of the nation and nations of the earth that are being uprooted in this time. Be sober-minded and vigilant in this hour, for the adversary of yours roams about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Be the church in this hour. Be the soldiers in the army of the living God. Be the standard. Be the voices crying in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, and watch what I, the Lord thy God, shall rise up wellsprings in your lives and in the nations. I am God, there is no other, thus says the Lord of hosts. In Jesus' name. So February 16th, he was saying, we are entering a critical hour. This is a critical hour. This is a crucial hour. This is an hour where the righteous must be bold as a lion, and where the word of the Lord is spoken with power and authority, and where leadership must humble themselves. All leadership. He's not specifying here. Where leadership must humble themselves. And we are watching in this hour, critical operations. We are watching in this hour, ISIS-inspired attacks in New York City with Mamdani at the helm, cutting the police two weeks prior. We are watching earthquakes happen again in the window between Purim and Passover because it happened in New York 2 years ago. These are all warning signs. These are all tremors. They are all alarms. They are all wake-up calls. The leadership of New York is being warned. They're being warned by the Lord in this. They are. And so watching this unfold up to Rosh Hashanah 9/11 is going to be very, very interesting. Now, there's one other thing I wanted to cover because Congress is on the cusp of seeing some of the greatest siftings and overturnings than we've ever seen in Congress. Congress is entering a time of great sifting where it's going to shock you, some of those that are sifted. Congress is entering a critical hour for their viability. They are entering a critical hour for their safety. The Capitol is entering a critical hour right now for its safety, and we need to intercede and pray. Now, I want to put up this article for you so I could read the word of the Lord. House GOP fears primary losers could jeopardize razor-thin majority. It's a real problem, one House Republican tells Fox News Digital. Some House Republicans are getting worried over the prospect of colleagues quiet quitting after losing their primary races as election season heats up, threatening to whittle down the GOP's already perilously, that means danger, perilously slim majority. House Republicans will likely only be able to lose two votes on any party line measure after a special election in a deep red Georgia district this week. Now, if they are that worried, I suggest they get on their knees and they start repenting. That's what I suggest they do, the House Republicans, is they openly humble themselves before the Lord, openly humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways. And then the Lord will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. I suggest that they do what 2 Chronicles 7:14 does, being that they're supposed to be servants of the people, and they are not supposed to be a purple party. Everything's gone purple. You don't see blue or red in many cases anymore. It's all purple. It's all blended. It's all muddied. It's all skewed. And this is where some top Republicans are going to get themselves caught in national snares that may upend the Republican Party. And I'm serious when I say that. And we need to pray, because they have involved themselves in some treacherous activities that Almighty God is going to expose in this time. And don't worry, he's going to expose the other side too. But you know what? Don't proclaim as the Republican Party to fear God and serve God and take part in such treacherous activities behind the scenes. Now, February 16th, 2026, word of the Lord. I'm going to read it to you. Congress, says the Lord, a shakeup in this time, for the weight of their crimes are great. For I am raising up out of Congress voices who serve me, who are not easily lured by the delicate dainties of deceit. I, the Lord, am positioning them for the next 2 years, says the Lord. Ichabod. Now, isn't that interesting? Because the earthquake, the epicenter was what? Sleepy Hollow. Sleepy Hollow had to do with Ichabod Crane. I'm just saying, that's interesting. Ichabod has been written upon the areas of Congress where truly the glory has departed. I have written my hand. I have withdrawn my hand, says the Lord, in order to force the issue and bring to a head the moles that have been hidden in their holes and whom they truly serve. Foreign interests, foreign currency, and foreign oil deals, says the Lord. I'm telling you, one congressman's going to get caught. It's coming in my spirit right now for transmitting intelligence to Russia. I'm telling you, there's a congressman or woman that's going to get caught for giving intelligence to Russia. That's coming. Okay, foreign interest, foreign currency, and foreign oil deals, says the Lord. Congress shall split, says the Lord, shall split down to the innards that the nation has not seen, but in this time will be exposed to how deep the inner debauchery goes and stretches into areas of the nation that were not known until this time. For I, the Lord, am ordering from my courts this day a great sifting of Congress, a great overturning, and a realignment to reset what has been broken and heal what has been infected. For the blackmail, the threats, the manipulation, the witchcraft will be exposed. Witchcraft at high levels in Congress will be exposed nationally, says the Lord, as the secrets of their dark arts shall be brought forth, as well as a coup, C-O-U-P, that has been moving about disguised as other issues. That coup shall rear up in this hour, and it will take the word of the Lord and the strategy of my throne, says the Lord, to quickly put such down before an embargo is placed upon Congress and attempts to block the rededication of your nation, says the Lord. You see, the enemy is trying to move into position because he doesn't want this rededication to happen. And this is why you're seeing the intensity worldwide and globally go up too, but you're seeing the intensity of events in this nation begin to accelerate and begin to deepen, because the enemy does not want this nation rededicated to the Lord. He doesn't, because he wants to claim and hold legal rights in Washington, D.C., in areas of the nation, and a rededication submits that nation under the authority of Almighty God, where we humble ourselves before Almighty God. That's why the enemy is going to try to attack the president and his cabinet with the exact opposite of humility, which is pride. Because to rededicate a nation, you have to humble yourself. So the way the enemy is going to try to block it is the serpent of pride is going to rear up in this hour. And some very close associates in the White House that serpent is going to wrap itself around them because they've opened a door, and it's going to open the door for destruction. And this is why they need to be interceding and praying at the White House, and people's hands need to be clean in this time, because pride goeth before destruction. Pride has gone out to hunt in this hour. It's gone out to hunt. And this is where it's going to take intercession and humility on the part of the cabinet and the president and his advisors before the Lord in order to put that beast down. But some of them are going to succumb to it. And it's going to become very, very public. So I'm just saying, watch for that and intercede and pray for them, because the enemy is very crafty when it comes to pride. And that's what he's trying to deploy in the midst of this, because it also causes discord. And he wants discord. He thrives in discord. Now, December 2nd, 2025, word of the Lord. A humbling, sobering moment for Congress, greater than the dark cloud of a shutdown, a coup, an overthrow. Those who attempt to conceal the truth and protect their, quote, friends who have done heinous acts in secret, abominations. If you attempt to protect their seat, you shall be cast out with them, for a great sifting of Congress has begun and shall go through the midterms. So when did it begin? December 2nd, 2025, this has begun, it shall go through the midterms. The Lord is forcing the issue to bring a broken political system to a head, bound up in greed, lies, deception, manipulations, backroom deals, secret memos, secret orders, and hedonism. You shall see this even in the cabinet and at the Pentagon. A spy shall be caught. A strange breach at the Pentagon will expose enemy tactics that have shifted and repositioned and repurposed their resources. Now, I'll read this one too. December 20th, 2025. There are meetings taking place in Washington, D.C. and in Virginia with both Democratic and Republican congressmen and women and senators, those who head up committees. These are closed-door meetings concerning the 2026 midterm, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, these meetings, they spread out the nation in districts like bargaining chips on a table, and they are attempting to make dangerous deals against the American people with those who claim to be elephants, willing to give up key districts in control for entitlements and certain bills to further give those in Congress security. Securities, exchange, and foreign exchange, says the Lord. They are attempting to sell the midterms to a party they know has been radicalized to keep their power, says the Lord, and their seats, says the Lord. They are willing to bargain away the people's safety and dismantle the avenues and tributaries that have begun to open up to give the people relief. They are attempting to make deals to block such and make a pact and an oath with donkeys and mutated beasts in order to secure their seats, says the Lord. This shall be openly exposed, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, Speaker Johnson, man of faith, you have a choice, says the Lord. Remain silent or rise up. Expose and dismantle these plans that will attempt to place an embargo and blockade upon the administration, says the Lord. The blockade around Venezuela, says the Lord, is a manifestation of what in the spirit seeks to surround America through rogue congressmen and women that are willing to place the American people upon a block to be sold, says the Lord. If you remain silent, deliverance will arise from elsewhere. That is an Esther reference. You see, these Esther references started way before what we witnessed. If you remain silent, deliverance will arise from elsewhere, and you will not escape the great sifting that will occur in Congress, that I, the Lord, will allow if my will and instructions are not carried out by those I have appointed, says the Lord. I, the Lord, see the dangerous deals, a deal that makes a path to impeachment, a deal that allows heads of justice and defense to be removed through accusations that shall arise if these deals being made are allowed to take effect. Okay, so that was December 20th, 2025. Now, there was a word from the Lord. Let's see. I think this is the same one. I'm going to keep reading because I think this is the same word. Take effect. Yes, it is. I'm sorry. It's the same word. Take effect November 2026, says the Lord. I, the Lord thy God, see the foreign liquidity that is making such deals harder to resist. However, those who take such, their indiscretion shall be exposed, says the Lord. For some who are leaving Congress are suddenly leaving to attempt to avoid the transitions that are set to take place, says the Lord. Satan is presenting a table of wealth, influence, and power in greater measure for 2026 as a key to 2028. Who holds that key holds a great advantage, says the Lord. The fear of the Lord shall re-enter Congress, says the Lord, and these meetings shall be exposed, and it will shock you who attended and who was present, says the Lord. For some who are yelling the loudest for justice have bargained it away for earthly security and undermined the will of the people, says the Lord. A coup has been arranged at these meetings before 2026 in order to place a more controllable puppet at the helm of such, says the Lord. If Speaker Johnson remains silent, says the Lord, this coup will rise and it will cause an uproar in Congress and in the nation, says the Lord, where emergency meetings will be called with the Cabinet, Department of Defense, and Department of Justice, as some in Congress are making deals to help attack cities to keep their seats. These are the eggs of the serpent being laid that must be found, says the Lord. They are arranging one in Florida, says the Lord. Pray and intercede, and it will be thwarted and exposed. For Ishmael is in those meetings, says the Lord. Ishmael is in those meetings. They are attempting to divide a birthright that should not be divided and traded, thinking their seat will be secure. It is far from secure, for those in these meetings have signed their certificate of removal, says the Lord. Now, when the Lord said the eggs of the serpent and they're arranging one in Florida, well, we just had that incident at Mar-a-Lago happen where it was a willful attempt to go after the president by that individual named Austin Tucker Martin or ATM. I'm telling you, watch the banking industry. I'm not kidding you when I say this. Watch upheaval happen in some of the largest banks in this time. I'm telling you, these things align because of what's moving in the spirit. And if you catch it, you can discern it, and then you can begin to intercede and pray. But it's interesting because that one happened in Florida with Mar-a-Lago. I think there's a greater one coming, and I believe there's one coming that they're going to try to target Governor Ron DeSantis himself and his wife, and you need to intercede and pray for them and pray for their safety. Pray for their safety, because there is mantles of leadership upon them, and they need to be walking lockstep with the Lord, submitting to the Lord, because the enemy has a target that has gone out, an outcry against Governor DeSantis, and it will be exposed, and the intercession of the saints will cause it to be thwarted. It may come close, but it will be thwarted because of the power of Almighty God and the intercession of the saints. So intercede and pray for that as well in the midst of this. And pray for us in New York, because the ground is literally shaking right now again between Purim and Passover. So there's a lot happening now and unfolding in that area of New York and in the city. These are the warnings of a greater shaking to come that will go all the way to the governor's seat. And we are actively watching the tremors and the fault line getting triggered in the midst of this, after Mamdani, who has Haman in his name, takes power between Purim and Passover, Purim having to do with Haman and the book of Esther. That's when the ground in New York shakes. These things are aligning for a reason in this time. So we have to be vigilant. That's why we're doing this fast from March 9th to March 11th, 9-1-1. We are fasting those 3 days as much as you can fast. You fast a meal, you fast other things, but we're all coming together as the body of Christ and fasting in this window, in this time, because these are the type of events that are rearing up in the midst of what's happening. And when we fast and when we come together, it will thwart attacks. It will expose terror attacks. It will, that are set for the East Coast. It will. And I'm telling you, watch Boulder, Colorado too. I'm telling you, I heard it in my spirit this morning. Watch Boulder, Colorado. So Praise the Lord. I just wanted to tell you that again. Now, Andrew's been listening to us. Let me tell you, this could be very interesting because last time he was on, Operation Epic Fury and Roaring Lion hadn't, I don't think it started yet. So bringing him on now, it's going to be very interesting to get his perspective. So let's bring Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals on.
Hey, Amanda.
Hi, Andrew.
I listened to what you were saying, and ATM, that was the thing that caught my ear. It was really, silver is known as the bank killer because the banks have been manipulating the price of silver for so long. They've been holding it in place. They lost control of it up until January 30th of this year when silver broke $120 an ounce. Then they regained a little bit of control, but silver's working its way back up. And Bank of America says it's going as high as $309 an ounce this year.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, they say on the lower end, it would be $135 an ounce, and the high end would be $309 for 1 ounce. And that's what Bank of America, one of the largest banks out there, one of the people that's probably in the know because they're part of the big four or five banks out there that are manipulating this market.
So what happened, Andrew, in the financial markets after Operation Epic Fury Roaring Lion happened?
So when that happened 2 weekends ago, myself and many of the people in the industry just started texting each other, like saying, I cannot wait to see what happens when the market reopens, when the gold and silver market reopens at 3 p.m. Pacific time on Sunday. And when it did reopen, both gold and silver were up a lot, which is what we always expect when these conflicts happen. But then the unexpected happened and it whipsawed around the other way. And and gold and silver were actually down quite a bit for a couple of days. And then it gave people an opportunity to buy gold as little as $5,000 an ounce and silver in the low 80s, which they've both recovered since then. Mm-hmm. But really, Amanda, what's really taken off here in the last 2 days is that when Trump went on TV yesterday and said that this war is very close to being done, that made precious metals go higher for a day and a half when normally that might make them pull back. So I think as we get to the end here, we could see silver push well over $100 an ounce again, and then gold over $5,500 an ounce, which is the all-time high.
Yeah, and when I saw the ATM, Austin Tucker Martin, the acronym, I thought something's on the move with the banking industry for this to happen now, because it was an attempt at Mar-a-Lago, and that was the acronym for the individual's name. And I said, something's on the move in the spirit that's going to rear up in the banking system.
Yeah, it's like we had the fires here a little bit over a year ago, and when the people were panicked and they had to load their cars with everything, most of the people didn't have cash. They didn't have access to an ATM. And we have clients there that have gold and silver that took it with them. I did speak with a couple that didn't get it out of there, and it actually burned, and they had to file an insurance claim.
Oh wow!
But like the people that are like someone that works for me, that's one of my sales associates. He's worked remotely for the past 5 years. He actually lives in Dubai. In fact, people watching us right now probably know who he is. It's Mike Stone. And he lives in the Palm Jumeirah part of Dubai. And the people there are scared. He went to the country club where he's trying to get immersed into the people there and understand the culture a little bit better. Uh-huh. He goes every week. He said nobody was there when he went there yesterday morning, which is afternoon to evening his. But like he said that they're actually going to Europe. They're scared.
They're leaving. Out.
Yeah. And I'm sure that they're taking their ATM cards, but I'm sure that they're also taking some gold.
Well, Iran started firing rockets at everybody, including Dubai, including the UAE, including Qatar. I mean, it just started flying everywhere. And then they exposed that they had an illegal bomb, you know, that cluster bomb that breaks up into like 20 little bombs. Apparently, according to international law, you're not supposed to have those. And they emptied that also and exposed that they had illegal weapons in their possession. But yes, these Arab nations are on high alert right now in the midst of this. They don't trust Iran. They don't trust the Ayatollah's son. They don't trust what they're going to do in the midst of this.
It's absolutely true. And when there are uncertain times, that's when people go to safe haven investments. And you don't stick your neck out as far as you normally would. Like, people right now aren't really thinking too much about Bitcoin. They're not worried too much about their stocks. They're wondering how this conflict is going to continue to affect us. Uh-huh. Right now, it affects us at the gas pump more than anything.
Yes, but it is. Like, yes.
But it is affecting us because this uncertainty is sending our financial markets into a high volatility.
It is. And we're in that window between Purim and Passover, Andrew, which is known to be a very volatile, explosive window for events to occur. And so we've seen patterns over the years. And Operation Epic Fear and Rory Lion started on the heels of that window and then entered that window. And so it's still going right now in that window between Purim and Passover. These two operations are continuing. And so it's interesting how this is all lining up, not only spiritually speaking, but in the markets, how the reaction is to these events happening in rapid fire, one after the other. And I think the banking industry is going to end up somewhere in there too.
Yeah, I do too. I think that there a major correction in the banking industry is something that we've been expecting for a long time.
Yeah.
JP Morgan Chase seems to be consolidating with some of the smaller banks that that aren't making it, and that's given the appearance that the banking industry is strong. But I'll tell you that it's not, because even though precious metals have pulled away from their highs that they were at the end of January, we're doing more larger deals here than we've done in a very, very long time. And those are people that we refer to as like the smart money. Those are the people that are really coming in ahead of the herd. They're not waiting until for the herd. And I saw that last note. It's people have friends and neighbors that they're in Dubai that they're not able to contact.
Yep, right now.
The one that works for me, I called him two Saturdays ago and I said, Mike, are you guys okay? What's going on over there? He goes, everything's fine. It's just about once every hour, you hear a whole lot of noise and explosions up in the sky. And it's like shaking my house.
Yep.
He's like, you know, things are falling all around us and we're just told to shelter in place and don't go anywhere.
Yep. Just pray for a Diane Azell's grandson, because he's on the base. One of the bases that Iran has been hitting. So just please keep them in prayer. But for all of you, if we can put the information up on the screen, if you want to, thank you. Contact Andrew. You can email him, andrew@bh-pm.com. You can text him at 310-433-3524. Anything with gold and silver, gold-backed IRAs, if you want to roll over your IRA, please give Andrew and his team a call. They would love to talk to you about this. And we have the Cyrus coin with Andrew. It is a silver coin. It has Cyrus, faithful shepherd, which is an ode to the Cyrus in the book of Isaiah and what the Lord did. And we have In God We Trust, Saving Grace on the back of the coin. So that is the Cyrus coin. He has that as well.
Yeah. And the Cyrus coins are all 0.999 purity, which is the highest purity that you could have for a silver coin. They're IRA acceptable. And even though some dealers in different parts of the world might not recognize what the Saving Grace Cyrus coin is, they do go by the markings that are on it. So it's just as good as any other silver coin out there.
Hope is asking, do you have silver coins?
Absolutely. And before, that was a question I never used to get. And people are hearing stories that dealers are running out of silver, that there's been a really big squeeze on silver. And it is true. But we've managed to have a pretty good supply of it. And part of that is because we actually do mint our own silver coins.
Okay. Well, Andrew, that's wonderful. And we encourage our Ark of Grace audience to reach out. And as Andrew and his team, they love to hear from our Ark of Grace family. So please, I encourage you, reach out to him, email him, text him, and he will be very happy to get back to you. And hi, Chris, are you coming in? You want to say hi to Andrew quick before we close? Okay, because I have to give a couple of updates, including on our dog Missy, who had surgery yesterday, Andrew. Okay, there he is.
Hey, Chris. How are you?
Nice to see you. Good.
Oh, great to see you.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to seeing you in June here.
Yes, we will see you in June, Andrew. And we'll see you in about 2 weeks as well here.
Absolutely.
Wait. We always got, but it's going to be near Passover then, Andrew. It's going to be very interesting what we talk about. Okay. All right, Andrew. We'll see Andrew on in a couple of weeks. Thank you, Andrew, for joining us. And we encourage you to reach out to him. And that was Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Okay. Also, we have updates on Missy. So many of you know our dog Missy had surgery yesterday to remove a cancerous tumor. And we have a picture of Missy. We actually wrapped her up in a t-shirt. The incision is on her belly and to prevent her from having to wear a cone because it greatly upsets Chris. We came up to buy extra large t-shirts. I called the vet. I asked if it was okay. They said that is okay. And so we tie up a t-shirt on her and it protects the incision from her scratching it or trying to get to it. So Missy is recovering. She's on a lot of medication right now. And she's very swollen. You could go to arcofgreatsanctuary.org if you would like to help with that at all. We will continue to give you updates, but thank you for all your prayer for Missy. Yes. We had animal staffer Lance stay here last night with us. He took the first shift with her. I took the second shift with Missy. And we split up the night into two shifts to make sure that somebody was with Missy at all times. So thank you. The cone of shame. Yes, we did not want the cone of shame on Missy for any stretch. So this is what we came up with. So we will continue to keep you posted. And we're waiting for the labs to come back as well. They sent it out when they took it out. And so we will keep you updated on that as well. Also, brace for impact. Boy, was that a prophetic title. I mean, when that title was chosen, I was like, wow. Now looking back at everything that's happened, I'm like, well, there's a title for this time. It is coming out April 7th, 2026. It will be wherever books are sold after April 7th. But for now, you can pre-order it on Amazon. You can go to arcofgrace.org and scroll down. You will see this here, this picture you see in front of you, and you can click on the pre-order now, and you can pre-order Brace for Impact. If you know someone that is totally confused about what's going on or is like, what is going on right now in the world and the nation, this is a great book to get for them to help explain the biblical, spiritual, prophetic perspective of what is happening in the nation. Mm. Also, we are going to be in April in Arkansas at Engaged Ministries 5th Annual Tent Revival. I will be speaking there. It is April 17th to the 19th, 2026. You can go to arcofgrace.org/events to learn more. So continue to pray for us as we prepare to do that again. We've been on a little bit of a travel hiatus as Chris heals. And so, yes?
I could say something.
You want to say something?
Yes.
Okay, say something.
I got to say thank you for all the people who prayed for me as I went to I went through this struggle, and your prayers to the Father definitely
encouraged you. Yes.
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 And the other people, all the people who sent cards to me.
Chris has been very busy.
I got a pile, and I'm reading every card, and I'm trying to write some things and sending thank you towards to them. So if not, it's not there right now. I will. It's gonna be some time to I'm able to do all of them. But so thank you all for.
I'm gonna get some from him and read them on air in one of these upcoming lives. So we'll read some for you because so many people were gracious and sent them to him. So it's been keeping Chris busy. It's been giving him a project to do, and we are very, very grateful for everybody who sent cards to him. And he's going through all of them. I see him in his, quote, man cave, going through all of his cards and his letters and everything that people sent for him. So we will read some of it. I'll get some of it from Chris, but we very much appreciate it. Okay. And we're going to wind this down. Oh, look, I'm watching myself. Isn't that fun? Chris put his phone down and he had me on. Isn't that wonderful? So we're gonna wind this down for tonight, but we will be live again later on in the week, either Thursday or Friday. We will announce as usual. We will be putting out shorts as well, so please look for them on all of our Ark of Grace Ministries platforms. We also have an Instagram account for the sanctuary, Ark of Grace Sanctuary on Instagram. So if you want to follow the sanctuary on Instagram and everything we're doing on there, you can go search it. Yes, there. Thank you very much. TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Ark of Grace Sanctuary. And you can keep up with Missy's recovery as well as all the animals at Ark of Grace now that we're going through the big thaw and we are having rivers and streams just running everywhere from the snow right now. And it's interesting. Poppy, oh, please don't get me started about Poppy. Everything's turning to mud, which she's loving, but we have to clean up. So it's been an adventure. It's been an adventure. But we will be live later on in the week. We thank you all for joining us tonight. We thank our moderators, our Ark of Grace team, for being on with us. We always want to encourage you in the word at the end. So we encourage you to armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, the whole and complete armor of God. Put it on yourself, your spouse, your kids, your family, your pets every single day. Also, we encourage you in Psalm 91. I say that every single day over me and Chris. I hear puppies coming too. Oh, here comes Toby. Here's Toby, right for the scripture. So Psalm 91 every single day. We also have other psalms there for you to read, to speak, to meditate on. The word of God is living and active. You have to speak it. You have to activate it. You have to speak it into the vein of situations because it is transforming. Also, the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, I speak that every single day as well. There's a reason Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. We should be utilizing it. Also, Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19, I say those scriptures every single day, actually, before bed is when I say them. We also want to encourage you in Hebrews chapter 11. It's an incredible chapter on faith. We encourage you to read it as well as right now, Isaiah 47. With what we see happening in the earth and in Iran, we encourage you to read Isaiah 47 as well. Toby's getting in his bed and Buster's behind me. So thank you everyone for joining us. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening and we will see you live later on this week. Keep the faith. Hello everyone, Amanda Grace here. Every bit of focus and clarity you feel begins inside your mitochondria, the tiny power plants in your cells. When they weaken, your thinking slows, your energy can drop, and even simple tasks feel harder. This is why researchers are so interested in methylene blue. Did you know that most methylene blue being sold online is the same grade that they use in fish tanks? You can trust the wellness company's Recharge, which is a doctor-formulated supplement that combines powdered methylene blue with NAD plus and PQQ. This methylene blue is USP grade, ensuring top tier purity for maximum safety and effectiveness. Recharge is formulated with research backed ingredients to optimize brain function, cellular repair, while still supporting clean, lasting energy, cognitive and metabolic support that helps you stay energized, focused, and resilient throughout the day. Choose a trusted formula that is made for your body. Head to twc.health/grace and use code GRACE to get 10% off plus free shipping.